says in the pasuk, "V'chisoimru manoich al bashono ashvis, hein loy nizra veloy ne'esof es tvuoseinu." Parshav Shmita, the Torah says, "V'chisoimru manoich al bashono ashvis." Especially when it's Yovel, "Loy nizra veloy ne'esof es tvuoseinu." We have to know this question. It's a very stark question. The Torah was given, you know, over 3,000 years ago. If it's no food, you die. Hind, if it's no food, you import food. You import. It's hard, but you import food. The Torah said, Shana Shvis, you don't work on the field, nothing grew. Comes the 8 years, nothing more to eat. You had to have a mishunati kibitochen to leave the whole country, nothing what to eat, and to hope that next year we'll have what to eat. So zog the pasuk, v'chisoimru manoich al bashono ashvis, hein lo nizra v'lo nesef es tvuoseinu, v'tzivisi es birchosti lochem bashono ashishis, v'oso es atvua l'shalo ish ashoni. The soda will give fruit for 3 years, Hashem promises He will give us so much food in the Shana Ashishis, will be enough for Shishis, for Shvis, and for Shminis. The Spuna and the Rechaim HaKodesh, everyone tells the Altam in the Vardak is Marich of the Moor and Madrega Sa'odam, V'chisoyim Rumanoich al Bashana Ashvis. Hein loy nizra veloy ne'esof es tvuoseinu, v'tzivisi es birchosi. And what would it be if you will not ask manoich al bashono ashvis? Chisoimru manoich al bashono ashvis is no food. Don't worry, tzivisi es birchosi. And what would it be if you will not ask manoich al bashono ashvis? So then Hashem will not be mitzav es birchosi. It looks, if you will have a problem, don't worry, I will take care of you. And if a person is a tomim, and a frankish can kashas, so it's mashma in the pasuk, then Hashem will not take care of it. That because he will start the same, that mach nishtalis, yeah? On nishtalis, Hashem doesn't give, you don't go to work, yeah? But avadis nishtazim. So what is the pshat? V'chitoim ruman loich al bashono ashlishi shviz, hen loin nizra velen oisef tzvuoseinu, don't worry, tzivisi es birchosi. Zog the spona hazeh, later I'll say the vote of the Altam in the Valdok, he says in Starker, I'll refer to the vote of the spona of the Rechaim HaKodesh. If you will not ask, it will not be. Won't be no tzivisi as bichosi. But don't worry, will be food only for 6 years. And you'll be oichel kimo v'mizborech b'me'eyem. You'll need to eat one slice of bread for a whole day. One bite, you'll be full. Chisoyim rumanoich al bashono ashlishi shviz meod mishken bitochen voske menton meod mishken bitochen. We all nervous, we don't want to be tomorrow, I stay in Koilel, how I'll marry off my kids in my eniklach, he's very nervous. Zog the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't worry, tzivisi es birchosi, will be so much food that will be enough for 3 years. So what will happen in the 6 years? You come to the field, mamash, wheat up to the sky, mamash, well, you have to start to hire companies, warehouses, and you work day and night. You know, you have to store for 3 years, you're up every day till middle of the night, you have to run to this storage place, then to get up something that keeps it. Kids, you work very hard for the whole year, and the whole year moving from the storage place back and forth. But if not, you will just work in the 6 year, go to vacation the 7th year, the 8th year, you just take out a spoon, you eat, and you're full. While you didn't have bitochen, you have to work. I say, Alamol the Moshe was given a yingimanchik. Was learning 5 years in Koilel, Mamash Talmid Chochem. After 5 years, his Rebbetzin told him, Shimen, Herzachai, you know, we have to marry off our kids. So he started to work a little bit. The first year he made $500,000. Second year, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million. It's a Gehachin HaMatbea. Came off to marry off his kid, you know, the Gvir von Stadt. they ran him a chash of a shidduch, and they had to pay a couple good $1 million, you know, for the chasen, just for the wedding, for the hall, for the... Because he comes back by night, it cost him $5 million as chasana, on them the other side will never agree. He comes back from the chasana, Baruch Hashem, he could have paid everything cash, he has it. He comes home after the chasana, you know, 2 o'clock by night, he comes home with his rebbetzin, and he turns over and he said, ah, you see, it was such a smart move that I went out from Kollel. Would never manage to do it if I would stay in Kollel. And the Rebbein Shalom Zogt, Shoite! If you would stay and learn, I would make the other side to have the money, and they would want your son, and they would pay everything, and you would go back tomorrow morning to learn, and you would not have to spend $5 million. But plenty would happen anyways. Not that you would have to go into Chavis. The other side will work very hard for a couple years. They will work for 10 years. They will work for 15 years. Fly all over the world. And when they want you, they will pay everything what you need. What do you think? And not because you made the money, you managed to do it. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of you. Work and work and work. I'm a gonish. This is Alamo. It's Alamo. The Derech of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you think you work hard, work. You think you can do it? No problem. Work, work. The Altamin of Adok is Marich and his Masbir even more. He says that there's three people. What's people that from the first year, what do you think people did in the old days? They know in the Shana Ashvis nothing grows. You have to understand it was a Nisoyan She'enke Dugmosa. Slechtech Acharei Bamidbo Be'eretz Lo Yizorua. And as a whole country, the system could be Mamish Takonas Nefashas. There's nothing there, nothing in the country. And here and there you could bring height. Outskumt. So he says, most people from the first year they started to storage things, you know, to dry them up, to make the every year put a little bit for the Shana Ashvis. This was one group. One group they didn't do it, but the whole time they were nervous. And there's a third group that they were not even nervous. The first group, he says, V'day the Psukim, Hashem was not Metzavas B'chosei. They kept what they stored for over 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, and in Shviz they ate from the, you know, from the cans. But they pickled. Nebachs. Very good for them. These are the people that were in our moshul, they went out to work, yeah? They was fazayin. So they want to store, they want to pickle, they want to make all these cans. So they eat out the cans. So the Shviz they ate out the cans. Was the group that they didn't save. No. Oh, but they were nervous. Was design. They ran, you know, they ran to like Baima here, there, to get brachas all different places, yeah? They need these shoes, chapping around. But they didn't have bitachon, but they're trying to chap around, you know. 40 days there, 80 days there, 40 days there. They're staying in the shiva, but they're all nervous. Every second they go to someone else to get a bracha. These people, Hashem tzivisis b'chosi. You're nervous? You don't have to talk. You can't sleep by night without food. Nebach, I'll give you a lot of money. Work day and night. Marry off your kids. Very good. And it's the third madrege. They don't ask questions. They have a little bit, and they have everything what they need. And they don't have to work day and night, and they have the whole time to learn. This is like the ultimate of all. It's medayim, because the kasha is, v'chitayim u'manecha b'ashona ha'shvis. When you ask it, but tzivisi is b'chosi. It's too late. Hashem says, "Don't work in the 7th year. What I will eat in the 6th year, I will give you." It's really holding in the 7th year. So his master, this is what the pasuk says. So don't mention. They don't ask. But these people already prepared. They know. Chochameinu b'roishu, they call it. You have to think about your future. Yeah, you have to make insurance. You have to think about your future. So this person, every time saved, he thinks his mamash the most straight person. Every time, a little bit of money in the saving, yeah? Not going out. That's go, the way to everyone to live, adroche protis. He saved, he doesn't have manoich ha-mashonu ha-shviz. I mean, you see by Yosef, you could save, a couple of years, you put it in the side, you save, give all it. This person says, you see, I was a smart person. I know Shemitah comes in the 7th year, I save for 7 years. That's not what Hashem wanted. aber es ist not zivisi. That is the madrege that he's all nervous. Was muss sein? But he's not going out to work yet. He's sitting and learning. He's trusting the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem said, but you're nervous? But you say, Hashem, I can't, I'm nervous. No problem, take a lot, be busy with it. You can cover yourself. And that is the madrege that a person trusts the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Trust the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'll tell you, you see it b'chush. You see it mamish b'chush. Every person sees it b'chush. If a person trusts the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'll tell you, I saw it this week b'chush for myself. I was busy with a big tzedakah thing, mikveh. Very busy with it. I tried all different ishtadlis. It cost me over $1 million. And I tried ishtadlis here and ishtadlis. And I did all the ishtadlis like I feel that I know to do. I did another couple $100,000. Every ishtadlis that I did fell through. Connections, and, you know, speaking nice to the person. Outs. 2 days before this man started, I told my Rebbetzin, a couple more $100,000. I can't anymore, it's disturbing my learning. I'm a Yush. Finish. And my last, I'm giving up my hands. I tried with all of my talents that I think that I could collect money, and this is doesn't go. I can't. Finish, I'm giving up. I can't. An hour later I met someone, I told him, you know, I gave up. He tells me, okay, you know what? Maybe we'll go to someone to ask him for something. $1,000. But it doesn't help. No option. I went to the person, I don't know how it was, Nisgalgal, and I asked him, I said, listen, he said, what do you need? I said, really what I need? $300,000, yeah? Listen, lives near me, I don't know if he has something, and that doesn't, eh? After a couple of hours, he called me up and he said, no problem, take it. I don't want to see the place, I trust you, just a little sign, this is it, like a little plaque, Vizel. Tell me, but I'm so nervous now, he told me that, because I'm so happy I did the mitzvah, I will lose the schar. You have an eitzah for me that I'm so happy I gave you the money, I'm scared I'm losing the schar. I'm scared I'm losing my schar of my mitzvah. So that's the pshat. Here I'm running after people for days. I gave up. Hashem said, in a second I could take care of it. Hashem knows to take care of it. You want to work yourself? Run around the world. Try here, try there. Work! Sometimes it works in the end. But if a person, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, you have to know, this is the way, people think, yeah, but Haint is different. And I'm saying to you because this is the Shoyrish Evemunev Bitoch. Shemitah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. In our days, we don't realize it. In that days, what people lived off was what came out from the floor, from the earth. Food. The whole Eretz Yisrael is chalukas ha'oretz. Everyone wants a nachla, a shevet. This is the system. This is the way people live. Well, today we have property, stacks, all different things. In that day, these things didn't exist. Everything was, this was parnasa. And Hashem says, I want every person to know, for a year close it and trust me. And it will work out. Does it achieve Hashem? A person has to be mashrish. But he has to get avada. Everyone has to have the right adroche, how to be Isaac. But a person sometimes in life says, look, oh, you know, if I would not have the money, these doctors, you know, cost me millions, this treatment. She says, no problem, without you sit and learn, you would not have to have this treatment. Then the tzivisi is bichos. So another big yesod, the Maharal brings down. It's two yesodes of the Maharal. That's what goes inside the psukim at the end of the parsha. The Maharal in the Droshes al Atere. The Maharal explains what is the pshat in mitzvah of sfira sa'ima. The Maharal says as a. ומפני שנברא אדם לאמול לכן הצטבו ישראל למנוס ממוחס יונטוב של פסח שני שבויות של פסח שבויותו ממצרים מהיויסום עוד שום עבודים עובדים לאדוניהם אשר גאול המשם יסבורך לבלתי יהיו עבדים עבוד הספורך נובוס, that it will be עבוד היהם ולא יעבודים לעבודים השם וואן ודל will be עבדי השם ציבו למוחרוס מיד שיחילו לעצמם לאחונו לקבול הסתירה עד יומכונים לקבל עול תירה ומצווס לבליה לעל דייתום לא ימר הנה אנחנו בני חוירים לגמרי כאשר הוציאונו ממצרים מביס עבודים וכל אודם עלי אדום מויס אינו בן חוירים אבל לאום על אודם יולד ולאומו אי וברזי לכו you have to start right away in Pesach דהיינו כלל ישראל הוא עבודים השם wants to connect that עבדוס to עבדוס to השם This is the reason Hashem wants you to count miyat, to take yourself ready from one avdus to the avdus of Hashem. Zog the Maharal, Selechu, you had to start to work to count miyat in Pesach. Why to start to count after Pesach, after the first day of Yontef? Zog the Maharal, because Yontef be'etzem is Chag Acherus. So to let you to feel Chag Acherus, Hashem said to start from the other day. And he explains this is the fight with the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim say, Mimochas HaShabbos, they wait till after the Shabbos. And we say it goes on Pesach. The Tzdukim tain, if it goes on Pesach, why it's called Mimochas HaShabbos? Zog there, because Mimochas HaShabbos means Mimochas HaShvise. Usfaltem lochem miyad, after you became Bnei Choyrim, this is the Mashmoyes Apostle. Zog the Maharal, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to bring Minchas HaOmer on the first day that we start to count? Oimer is Meichal Beheimo. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to bring a Meichal Beheimo? Because a person has to be like an animal, like Chazal say, Kishoir Le'oil V'Kechamoir Le'maso. Zog de Maharal, a big Yisoid. He says, what is the difference, Shoir and Chamoir? He says, a Chamoir, a donkey, he doesn't stop. He works the whole time. Yisochor Chamoir Goyrem. Roivetz Ben HaMishpatoim. Even when the chamor goes to rest, he has his packages on him, and he just sits down. He doesn't stop. A person has to know, be'amola shel toiro has to be retzifus without a hefsek. But it's not enough. Sometimes, chelek of toiro is not only a smode. A lot of bochim have this mistake. By the way, not mezalzon or the masmidim. Ober keshoir le'oil. Is some sugyas you have to learn b'siyah gvuro lefaneach la'akoy rorim ulekatzetz b'gvois Hashem wants also the amolo, the fire of Torah not just the nebo He says you have to have both chalokim nilchamto shel Torah and asmodoso shel Torah keshoir le'oil vekechamoir le'maso like the chamoir doesn't stop You have to have all teira the whole time, but you have to be also like a shoich with a whole fire. And the mele, and the oimer Hashem told you to bring a meichal beheime to show you I want you to be like a beheime. Ha'odom, a ben choyrim is not like that, right? The king, don't tell him what to do, he wants to sit and look. The animal doesn't have that privilege that you can do what you want. There is no what you want. You have to work. Klal Yisrael, you have to work. You animals. You have to have oil. And while we're avodim in Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was moitzias in Mitzrayim, and this is the Tachlis. This is the first Maharal. This is the Maharal in Drosha Salatei, and his Ma'arich. In the old Sefer, in Be'er HaGoylo, the old print, the new print, they took it out, well, they didn't print it. But in the old print, it's in the back of Be'er HaGoylo, the Drosha Teir, and his Ma'arich very much to explain the whole tzur of Matan Teir and the whole sphere, how the spheres work. This is Be'etzem, the Yesod of the Maharal. Then is the second Maharal, the Nesiv HaSoylom. The Maharal and Nesiv HaTeir explains how a person has to sit and learn. And he brings down the Gemara in Perek HaPoyalim. Omar Rebbe L'Reb Nechemye. Mai Dichsiv Kakotn VeGodl Shom Yeh, the Eved Chofshi Me'Adonov, כל המקטין עצמו על דברי תרא באוילום הזה נעשה גודל לאוילום הבא וכל המסים עצמו כעבד על דברי תרא באוילום הזה נעשה חופשי לאוילום הבא זוג דמערה על פשט הזה כל המקטין עצמו על דברי תרא means that sometimes he feels that he doesn't know something he goes to ask someone even if the other person is smaller from him he's makdin atzmo he goes to learn, he goes to ask he's not embarrassed kol makdin atzmo al divretere nase godel oylo mabo and there's another thing zog de maral kol oyse atzmo kehevet bo oylo maze nase ben choyrim lo oylo mabo what is the pshat zog bazach it's two chalokim zog de maral in teire has to be kehevet without a hefsek But has to be also makdin atzmoi. He's not embarrassed to go. He has a gvura, a koyach, a gvura. This is beetzem what the Gemara says in Brachos David HaMelech. The Gemara says David HaMelech says that why he's such a big talmid chacham, he was zoiche, because Omar David lifnei Ribono shel Olam, Ribono shel Olam, kol malchei umasa olam, yosh nimatsho shlishis. The Gemara in Brachos the Dalet, ve'ani. מחצו ישראל לא אוקום לא יודע ישלחו ולא יועיד אשר כל דובר אני אומר מפיבוי שסרבי יופי דנתי יופי חייבתי אם הוא עושה זה ולא מוליק רשמי מפיבוי שס שמבי יש פני דוביד בהלוך these are the two things that דוביד המלך says first I'm learning for the middle of the night I'm awake the whole night I don't sleep I have an omol I have a גיוסה של תאירו I'm there the whole time, I don't stop. This is the first thing that David HaMelech said. But David HaMelech said another thing. And I go to ask, I have a gvura. I'm not embarrassed. I go to Mefiboshes Rabbi. Yofe damti, yofe chiyavti. These are be'etzem the two things. If the shoyer le'oil v'chamoyer le'masa. He brings down the Maharal also, the Gemara says in Eruvin. שחוירה כאוירה ומי אתו מויצה סדרתיירה מי שמשכים ומעריב עליהם בבית המדרש ומי שמשכיר פונו ועליהם כאוירה ואויסה עצמי יחזור יעל בונו ועל his family he doesn't have time for his family so he said צורך שיהיה אדם דובק בתיירה לגמרי שלא ייפורד מי איתוי ואויד צורך אודם שלה אסמודה בתיירה וצורך שיהיה לו גבורו להסנסק ולהשקיע עצמי בתיירה This basically explains more and more Barachov. But that's in the two Yesoides. Shoyer le'oil v'chamoyer le'maso. It's interesting that all of that, what the Maharal says, Be'etzem, is merumes in our parsha. The Pasuk says in the end, twice, כי לבני ישראל עבודים, עבוד הים אשר יוצא ישראל מארץ מצרים, אני השם. It's one פסוק. And the פסוק before says, כי עבוד הים אשר יוצא ישראל מארץ מצרים, לא ימכרנו ממכרס עבד, לא יתירדו בו בפרח, ויורי סומר לא יקחו. So the פסוק can bring down that it's two הלוכס, כי לבני ישראל עבודים, ולא יעבודים לעבודים, it's two things you're not allowed to do with the עבד, עברית. You're not allowed to be roide boy beperech. You're not allowed to give him to work too hard. You have to give him space, even that you were koinem for eved. Abolo isir de boy beperech. You can't. You have to give him space. You have to give him. You can't force him to work the whole time without a hefsek. It's the first thing. And there's another thing. You're not allowed to tell him to do bozui melochas. Not allowed to tell him to carry your shoes. You cannot allowed to give him. You have to give him covet. You're not allowed to give him to feel mushpo. These are the two kilibne Israel avodim. Zog de Yonis ben Uziel. Why are you not allowed to? Arum de lihinun ben Israel mishtabdin leiraise. Zog the Pirush Yenison. Pirush Yisrael Meshubodim Letoirosoi Lehadris Boyoimon Velaila Leshomro Veloavdo Veloi Leavoidas Porech. Kilibne Yisrael Avodim Avodayem Veloi Avodim Leavodim. So, and these two parts, and this Behetzim Ki Yotzei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they did two things. They didn't stop. Chazal say they didn't have a time even to breathe. And they had to work very hard. And these two chalokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Klal Yisrael Mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Klal Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And he wants them to do these two chalokim. He wants them to do these two chalokim. What are the two chalokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do? Hasmodei in Teire and Koichas, Yegiyosa Shel Teire. And Bemele, by the Eved, you're not allowed to give him hard things to do, because the hard Koichas he needs for the Teire, and you're not allowed to make him to work without a hefsek. Ki hem tzrichim liyos yegeim beteire. So, we have to remember, the Maharal learns that all of this is the yesod of Yemei HaSfira. The yesod of the Yemei HaSfira is that we will memorize ki avodim ayinu b'mitzrayim, and we, let us say that we sit b'nei choyrim, kim av b'mitzrayim, oh, givaldi, we b'nei choyrim, yotzanu b'mitzrayim. No. Because we want that avdus. Remember that avdus? I took you out. That Be'ez Hashem, you'll be Oyved Hashem, you'll be Meshubet and Ribbon Shel Olam. Kol ha-maktin atzmo al divrei Teire, na'aseh god lo olam habo. Kol ha-oseh atzmo yeved, na'aseh ben choyrim. Tzadikim yoishvim, v'nehenim miziv ha-shchino, v'atoroseyem b'roseyem. Both things. And Olam HaEmes is Olam Shekulo Toiv. Tzadikim yoishvim v'nehenim, no lachatz. They enjoy. V'atoroseyem b'roseyem, they're kings. These are the two things. Kol ha-maktin ha-atzmo will be godl. Will have a crown. Not only, everyone is a king there. We don't understand what it means. But you sit in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and you're a king. You're a p'china of a king, not a p'china of a eved. And, this is one thing. Yeshiv v'nenim, it's no lachatz. I want two things from you. Shoir le-oil v'chamoir le-maso. Bring a minchas bikurim. Bring a minchas oimer. Bring a minchas oimer. You have to be a odom. You have to be Odom. This is Be'etzin the Maharal, the whole Hezber of the Tzur of Yemei HaSfira. So a person taki has to meshabbat himself on this day. We go back to the Seder HaParshas. It says, Ki mucho chicho, umocha ma'achu zose, Ki mucho chicho, umoto yodo imoi, ve'echzakto boi, ger v'soisho v'chai imoch. Tine Chofetz Chaim would say all this. He said it in three times. It says, Ki mucho chicho, umoto yodo imoch, ve'echzakto boi. What is ve'echzakto boi? Ve'echzakta oisoy. The words are wrong. Ki yomu chochicho. Ve'echzakta boy. Ve'echzakta oisoy. Perek chofei, pasuk lamedei. The second chiyomu. Chiyomu chochicho omoto yodo imoch. Ve'echzakta boy. Ve'echzakta oisoy. What is ve'echzakta boy? What is ve'echzak to boy? Hold him. Chofetz Chaim said the same thing. Eitz Chaim mi l'machazikim bo. L'machazikim oiso. Zog de Chofetz Chaim a big yisoy. A person has to know when he gives tzedakah ve'echzak to boy, you holding on to him. You are holding on to him. You're holding on to him. He's not holding on to you. A person is machzik the teira v'ichzak tobo. He says, why? Kol amalim eino bin atzdoke ki ilu oivet avidazor. בחושב המצווה. ולמעל אם אינו מן הצדוקה, כי לא אוהב לעבוד הזו. חפץ חיים explains, why a person doesn't want to give tzedakah? It's his money. He doesn't want to get rid of it. He has $500 million laying there, and 400 he's not planning to touch anyway in his life. But it's his. So he feels that he's controlling. This is avodah zarah. This is the mahus of avodah zarah. A person has to feel. He has it. He's a shliach from Hashem to have it. He's a shliach from Hashem. This is my nisoyen. Not to feel Hashem gave it to me because I'm a tzaddik. Hashem gave it to me because I'm a good person. Hashem gave it to me because this is the nisoyen that He wants to see if I will give this person and I'm doing the right thing. So I have to hold on to Him. He's my mitzvah. V'ichzak t'boy. Shteman would say, Alamol, no, with tzedakah you could do zechet is so much zachen. Oh, he says, the krech of the tzehor is, that when you have the money, not to make you to be the one that wants to give. Not to make you to be the person that wants to give. I'll tell you, that person that gave me that tzedakah Sunday, so he told me, the imam is so nervous that he will lose the schar because he feels he's happy. That's him, it's garnish. Then Monday, when I came to pick it up, I told him, but as dog, whatever. So he got a bit upset because I didn't say it to him no more, but maybe I slipped out and I told someone that he gave. I don't think so, but this is what he thinks. So he said, like, why it's someone else's business? You know. He sent someone to tell me it. So I told him, it's your fault. You daven to Hashem that you will not enjoy it, Hashem made you to be upset. So you can give it now when you're angry. But you'll not even have gishmak when you give it to me. Exactly. Hashem was mekabel your tefillah. He made you to lose the gishmak when you give it to me. Givaldik. Now your tefillah is in his kabel. So now you give it on gishmak. Very good. So he was so excited, but again he was nervous. But this is the emet. If a person will feel it, I'm telling you, it's easy to say it before you have it. Rav Shteyman said that the nisoyen, if oisher, is harder from the nisayon of ani. So why a person gets so much ischav when he gives so much money to tzedakah? Because it's so hard. It's so hard. It's yours. Ve'echzak toboy. Hashem says, hold on to him. It's chayin ha'machazikim bo, hold on to the teire. Don't feel I'm. And he says, the schus of a person is, if when he gives, he feels I'm holding on. Thank you for taking. And when a person feels v'ichzak to oisoi, that's not the mitzvah from tzedakah. Eitz chaim l'mach. He says, why some people are eitz chaim and we don't see the eitz chaim here? Because the machzikim oisoi, they're not machzikim bo. The machzikim oisoi is stuck in aftoches when eitz chaim here. That's not nice. Nice supporters. The aftoches when eitz chaim here, l'machzikim bo. Oh, I have a schus. Givaldi, I also have a schus. And when a person doesn't feel, is a Reb Chaim Moizer, I'm saying it because it's kedai to know it, even that the Gemara says in Ksuves that one of the Amiroim was going and he saw the daughter of Nakdimon that she was collecting wheat from the glolim, from the dirt of the cows of the Arabs. So he asked her, Momen shel beis abo leheichon olach, your father was so rich. Now you are so poor, you're collecting chitim from the glolim. He said, the Gemara says, you give ma'isa that we're miskayim. Zag the Gemara, aber, they gave ma'isa, they gave tzedakah. The Gemara answers, aber lo yosso elo lichvoidoi. He did for his own covet. And the shaila is, he did for his own covet, aber, the Gemara says, tzedakah, aber na shiyich yibni areiz et tzadi gomu. Zog the Chaim Moizer, about if a person tzedakah for covet, he will get a schar. But the milest of tzedakah is the aftocha that you will stay, asa b'shishet is asher, all these avtochas that are promised for the giving tzedakah, these promises, if you do it for your own cover, the promises are not there. Avada, the schar of tzedakah you get. He asked her, Moment shall be sabo le'echon olach. You did so much tzedakah, what happened? And he answered, Abba lo'yosu elo l'chvoidom. Lo'yosu elo l'chvoidom. They did tzedakah. Well said that when he would walk in Yerushalayim, they would put carpets, and then when he would go, the Anim would take the carpets. It's not a gemura, and you get schar. Oh, but the aftochas, this is the reason again. Some people, the Yitzhara comes and says, you do the tzedakah, but chapa around the covet. It says, they say over a maise from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it says in the Hemshech HaPosuk, after the mitzvah of tzedakah, not to be malve beribis. It's also a very big Chofetz Chaim speaks about an alamol. A person has so much money, invests it. There's a mitzvah to do alamol. So much gmachim, you put the money in a gmach. Chaim says it's a chiyuv gamu. A person has $500 million, at least $100 million will have to stay in a gmach. That people could borrow without ribis, without... But it's an issue to take ribis. Ribis akum is mutter, but it doesn't part of the gemach. So they say that in Pozne was a year a big malva be ribis. It was nifter, so the chevre kaddisha asked from the family for a huge amount of money. They didn't want to give the chalke. Huge amount of money, he had it. He never gave nothing in b'shas in his living. So the chevre kaddisha asked for thousands and thousands of rubles. So the family was very close to the Moshe, the Poritzch, as we opened up and down. And they went to complain that, you know, because our father was not keeping mitzvahs and he was close to the Goyim, they charged overcharging him. So he called over Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Moshe, though. Rabbi Akiva Eiger told him, no, chas v'shalom, not because, well, we charge everyone the same. Some of them have the same. Everyone pays 100. They're asking him for 50,000. So I'll tell you why. We believe that Mashiach will come every day. So Be'etzem, we can't sell the Chalken Beis HaKvoros for a lot of money. Because it's very temporary. They can use it. When they wake up, it doesn't belong to them. It goes back to the Keilah. No one could build a house after the cemetery, as they gave us. But the halacha is that Malve Beribis doesn't get up to Tches HaMeisim. So this person is going to take it forever. Forever is a very expensive price. That's what Kivega answered. It's a different price. He's taking it forever. Somebody's taking it forever. It's the man of Kivega said, him we're charging a special price. It's finished.